Y'all better know who this is by now, because it's Miss Stylistic with a K, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, catching you up on the latest in the streets from BeStylistic.com with the Stylistic Report for Tuesday, November 23rd. Yay, it's Turkey Week, so today's Stylistic Report will have to hold you over till next Tuesday when In Tune with T-Mill is back on the air. So, child, let me get into it, because I got the juice this week. Y'all are not ready, let me tell you. Guilty is the verdict that I'm giving y'all, Pastor, if you attend New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Bishop Eddie Long and his four accusers had their first hearing about his sexual coercion scandal on Friday, where both lawyers presented the evidence and how this case will play out in a courtroom. And attorney BJ Bernstein, which is the boy's lawyer, must have scared the holy Jerry Curl juice off of Eddie Long's lace front wig, because instead of fighting this case to the end and throwing his five stones like his name was David, like he preached to his congregation, he bitched up faster than Goliath. Because now Eddie Longstroke has decided to settle out of court early next year. I told everybody Eddie did it. If I was purely innocent in a case of this nature, there is no way some quote unquote lying kids would be getting a red cent out of me. So obviously they were not lying, like Eddie's sorry ass congregation still wants to believe. BeStylistic.com has been keeping the closest eye on developments with the Bishop Eddie Long scandal, so I will keep you all informed on how much of the church's money Eddie has to use to pay these boys off. You better get into it. See, that's what you get for playing with the Lord. Amen. Sunday, if you were watching Bravo's Real Housewives of Atlanta's after show, Watch What Happens Live with Kim Zolciak as the guest, then I know you remember Andy Cohen directly asking Kim, was she pregnant? And this heifer tried to act like she was offended and said, why do I look fat? Why do people keep saying that? Then her non-singing ass got on stage to sing her new single, Google Me. Well, yes, biatch, I Googled you and found out that you really are pregnant. Why is Kim Zolciak on the cover of Life and Style magazine with her new NFL boyfriend, Corey Bierman, poking out her belly, telling the magazine how she's 3 months pregnant? Girl, bye. And you have your nerve to be trying to play Magnum P.I. on Phaedra's ass when she was lying and pregnant? I really can't with these ATL housewives. They are the fakest series on TV. You can head on over to BeStylistic.com to see the full details on why Kim was lying. Of course, we know Kim does anything for money. On to the next liar this week, and he goes by the name of Diddy. Now, a month ago, rumors hit the net that Nicki Minaj fired Diddy as her manager. So to shut everyone up, Diddy went on Funkmaster Flex's Hot 97 radio show to explain that he was never Nicki Minaj's manager and that he was just a mentor to offer advice as she enters this ugly music industry because he feels he owes new artists that. Okay, we accepted that as a whatever, I guess, Diddy. But yesterday, I just happened to be reading the credits in Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday album booklet, which you can view on BeStylistic.com. And guess who was listed as her manager? Sean Diddy Combs. Ciao, boo puppy. Diddy tried it, so you know I had to put him on blast for lying. Log on to BeStylistic and see my proof big as day over there. And my third biggest celeb liar for this week goes to... drum roll, please. Fantasia! In the last Stylistic Report, I let you guys know that Fantasia and Antoine Cook's wife, Paula, were in mediation over the alienation of affection lawsuit that she slapped on Fantasia the day she took all them pills. So, when they had their little sit down to work it on out, Fanny was still playing dumb like she didn't know Antoine was married, and Paula said she was a damn lie and refused to settle for Fantasia's offer. And yesterday, they finally went to court to duke it out. And child, I don't know what happened, but Fantasia must have been listening to Usher's These Are My Confessions, because the truth started setting her free. Come to find out. Fantasia admitted to knowing that Antoine was a married man from the moment their relationship began. And that's not all. Fantasia also confessed to aborting a child right around her suicide attempt. So for those of us that thought that Fantasia may have been set up by the Cooks so they could take all of her money, I now see that Fantasia set her damn self up, and I no longer feel sorry for her. See, people have your back more when you just tell the truth from the beginning. This bitch had me looking dumb defending her like I was her goddamn lawyer. Hello? Somebody's rap career is turning out to be a failure, and BeStylistic.com has the exclusive proof on how he was considering to do gay porn. Yes, I said he was considering to do gay porn. ATL rapper Waka Flocka Flame is not only a horrible MC, but he's also a DL gay, if you ask me. Since he was in negotiations to do gay porn with three men on a set in Africa, BeStylistic has all the proof, the offer letter, the emails that were exchanged between his management, where he was presented with $420,000 to do this joint by the porn company. Now you know, Miss Stylistic spoke via phone with the gay guy who goes by the name of Jordan Monroe that exposed Waka Flocka and his management team for trying to get over on him during this deal. And y'all know, I have the video of him on my site giving the full details on how the whole gay ordeal went down. But you may have seen it on World Star Hip Hop already, since they stole it from me and didn't credit my breaking news. Let me just say real quick that I exposed Waka Flocka's gay ass on Friday, and MediaTakeOut.com straight stole my exclusive story by not crediting me and erasing my watermark off all of the documents that Jordan only sent to me. Now, you know I emailed Fred, the owner of Media Takeout, and went the hell off on him. But his trifling, scary ass did not respond. So Media Takeout gets a big-ass middle finger from BeStylistic.com. And Fred, I have no problems playing even dirtier than you and those trifling jerks over there. Good day. Well, that's it for the Stylistic Report this week. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and in between your seconds and thirds, be sure you log on to BeStylistic.com so you can get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic. Tune in next Tuesday. Bye-bye.